the case against State Senator Steve King continues. After an initial string of conflict of interests in investigating the case, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation eventually handed it off to the 18th Judicial District Attorney, George Brockler.
What CBI was looking for was, look, we need someone who can give an independent review to this, investigate this case, and not really have any connections, politically or otherwise, to Mr. King or the sheriff's office. And they also need to have an office who has the resources to be able to do this.
This week, Brockler's office filed a complaint with the official charges.
There are three felonies and two misdemeanors. The two biggest felonies in terms of classification are embezzlement of public funds and forgery. There's a third felony charge that's a sixth class felony of theft, and it's predicated on an allegation that there was an unlawful taking of between $2,000 and $5,000. There are two misdemeanors. One is a second-class forgery charge. That's a first-class misdemeanor. And then there's a second-class misdemeanor of official misconduct. And, you know, what's important to remember is just because our office says these violations occurred, they're just accusations. Mr. King is still presumed innocent of all the charges until at some point in the future he's proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And he may not be.
The judicial process is still in its beginning stages. The next court date is set for August 18th in Mesa County. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.